Outstanding. Down 15 minutes early today. I thought the tempo was excellent. Came down and got the work done that we needed to. I was pleased with the way the practice looked. We'll see how it is on film, but I thought the tempo was excellent.
You feel like getting into that regular season mode where things are really clicking through for these practices?
We're on a regular season schedule. It's still a little disjointed, just to be honest with you, from trying to work on a couple of different things. But regularity for our football team, I think our players have done a good job in the past. I'm not as concerned about getting into that mode next week. But we're, from a time frame standpoint, we are on an in-season schedule.
Did it look like the offense had a better day today, maybe?
Yeah, maybe statistically. I thought we were sharp. I thought the pass protection was good. The pickups were good. Crowd noise work is excellent. That's always, you can't do enough of that, especially if you go into a loud stadium, which we'll see in Philadelphia. I mean, the Arrowhead is exceptionally loud. I don't know how it's going to be for a preseason game. I've never played during the preseason, but I thought all those components working today was good for the offense.
Like, how convinced are you that Justin Hill will be able to hold up the course of the season?
Just go off the information that I'm given from a medical staff. I think he's getting better as far as his strength levels through training camp, and I think this is very normal for someone that's had a lower back injury. So he looks to be getting stronger, and now that we've been in one a day practices and been off the training camp schedule, I think it's really helped him.
Usually go five active on the 45 on the defensive line, generally.
I'm picking the team today. If you're looking to keep score, I would say that's accurate.
So I'm just wondering how important that fifth defensive lineman is. If it's
they're all important. I mean, if you're on a 45-man roster, it's very important, because whether you're playing base or sub, and it's relatively 50-50 just from a general standpoint when you're talking about snaps, but also the special teams. Flexibility that you have with some of your defensive linemen, have the ability to play some of our D linemen on kickoff return, and the obvious is the field goal block. So your special team responsibility is important, and especially when you get down in D line number 4 and 5 or the fourth and fifth receiver. All those positions are very, very important. You go from 53 to 45.
How important is Thursday for all those guys in the mix for nickel cornerback right now?
Very important for the nickel group, and it's very important for a lot of players on our team. We have a number of players that are fighting to get on our 53, and it's something that talked about today in the team meeting. Also, there's going to be a number of those players in our room that are going to be fighting for jobs on other teams. We feel we have a very competitive roster coming into training camp and feel the same way today. So Thursday night is a big night for a number of players. It's our responsibility as coaches to make sure we give them the opportunities to show what they can do.
Field on management, the guys who are coming off injuries in training camp, particularly the guys with knee injuries like Barnett, Blackman, Swain, how did that go?
Well, from a planning and with the medical staff and how they treated each one of the individual players coming off of injury, I think they did an excellent job. We've been very patient, very cautious with those players. Don't feel that we've forced any of them in a situation where they had to go too soon or too fast. But it's you can go through each individual case. It's probably not gone as well as everybody would like, and that's just the nature of you have a major injury to a joint, particularly a knee. So you take all the precaution you can. Every player that's had those injuries, I thought the rehab through the spring and the summer, they've done the best that they can. But it's been more this year probably, it seems, than the past. Pepper will have the numbers for me at the end of training camp. But we had more players on a one-a-day schedule than we have in the past, and we've had some practice time missed in the past. And that's tough when you're getting your team ready for the season, because we were operating at 62 to 65. Number of players sometimes for practice, and that gets to be difficult.
Mike, so far so good with the protection on the offensive line as far as protection. Aaron Rodgers, are you happy with what you're getting so far?
In the three games, I've been very pleased with the performance and the protection. And we've had a good week of practice. It's good when we go competitive against our defense. It's good when we also run the cards for our defense. You just get so many quality reps from an offensive protection unit versus our defense, and working on Philadelphia, some of the things that we anticipate that they may come after us with. So it's been a good week's work, but the first three games, we've done a good job.
Are you happy with Mike Neal?
Sure am. We're very pleased with Mike Neal. You know, Mike, I thought right away in the first preseason game, very happy what he showed in base, and I think he's getting even better in the sub packages. I think his inside pass rush has really picked up, and I really like the way Mike goes about his business. I mean, you're in there early in the morning. He's one of the first guys in there eating breakfast, and he brings a real blue-collar approach to work every day, and you love to see that in your rookies. And we got a handful of rookies that have shown that already, so very pleased with that.
How's Chad's knee?
Excuse me?
Chad Clifton's knee?
Chad Clifton, he's doing better. You know, he had some swelling yesterday, but he's progressing.
What's your concern level with Blackman?
You know, Will's just going through a tough spot right now, and he's coming off that knee surgery, and especially at his position, it's been tough. So Will's put a lot of time into this. He had a very strong off season, but it's probably not responding the way that he would like right now.
What's your plan on Underwood, Mike?
Sorry?
Do you know anything more about Underwood today?
Just talking with Brandon, and also had a chance to talk to Dr. McKenzie. He's feeling better. I think stated yesterday that there's history with the same shoulder, so there's a little bit of an unknown if it's existing or a new injury. So we're just kind of watching him and see how he gets through the weekend.
Mike, what's your plan with Brad Jones?
Brad Jones, really just want to get him out here and practice, and I want to see how he feels tomorrow. He's, you know, with the harness and everything that he's going to probably have to play with for a while. So just really just looking to see what the medical report is on him in the morning.
Mike, the Eagles are using pretty much the same blueprint with Kevin Cobb that you kind of used with Aaron as far as easing him in after a three-year apprenticeship. How beneficial was that for Aaron?
It's the best way to go, in my opinion. I've had the opportunity to have the rookie play right away and had the opportunity to train a young quarterback for 3 years before he's ready to play, and I've said it time and time again. I think anytime you play a young quarterback, it's not as much is he ready, is the football team ready. You have to have components of your football team that you're able to perform at a high level of success, because when you ask a young quarterback to go out and win week in and week out, that's very difficult to do. So I think it's helped Aaron immensely. I felt that he was probably ready to play in his third year. After our second year here, I would say he would have probably been ready to play there. But being able to sit behind a longtime veteran, that definitely helps. But it's the best way to go, in my opinion, if you can afford to do it.
Are you ever really sure until you go out and do it?
Well, you never know. I mean, I think that's the life of an NFL quarterback. You know, quarterback school is great. You know, 7-on-7 is wonderful. You know, team drills are good. Preseason games are good. But until you have to go out and do it in the regular season and get up off the ground week in and week out and deal with the different schemes that defensive coordinators are going to throw at you, particularly when you're young and inexperienced, you know, that's a huge hurdle that, you know, some guys don't get over. So you never really know until you go through a regular season.
You thought he probably was ready in year three. He played in that Dallas game, I think, late in the season that year after Brett got hurt and played well. Was that important for both him and your organization?
It was very important for our football team because that was an important game. I can't recall exactly what our record was at that time. I think we're both about 10-1, but that was a game that had playoff implications on it. And when I put Aaron in the game, if you recall, we didn't back off schematically. We stayed right on the call sheet, and I just told him, I says, hey, we got to go here, so I'm just going to just keep spinning them right at him. And he did a heck of a job and gave us an opportunity almost to win the game. So that was a very important day for our football team. Now, for him individually, it was huge. It gave him a boost of confidence that, you know, I've been practicing, I've been preparing for this opportunity, and to go into a game in that climate at that point in time with a lot of things going on in the season, I thought it was huge for his confidence level.
If you don't have Blackman on Thursday night, you know what Jordy can do on punt returns. Are you going to give Cherry
some more opportunities after what he did the other night with the touchdown?
Yes, actually, Terry will handle all kick responsibilities, both kickoff and punt in the game Thursday night. So we're gonna give him a chance, and can't not be excited about his punt return in the Indianapolis game. So the young man hasn't been given a whole lot of opportunity in the game. So we're gonna find out.
What have you kind of seen from him? Because, you know, he comes in late after Moultrie gets hurt. What have you seen from him? He got behind some of your best defenders a couple times. Can you kind of give us an overall?
Well, he can run. We saw that in his workout. We had him clocked anywhere from 4.29 to 4.32 the day he worked out for us. So he has tremendous speed. There's no question about that. He plays with it in the return game. You can see that just in his time out here on the practice field and also in the game. But that's a tough situation to come into a multiple offensive scheme. Come from somewhere where, you know, there's not a whole lot of carryover terminology-wise. So it's been a tough transition for him from a playbook standpoint in the passing game and with our offense. So, but he's going to have a big opportunity here in special teams Thursday.